We Energies wants to add more than 1,800 megawatts of generating power to its Oak Creek power plant, making it one of the largest coal-fired plants in the nation. But some people who live near the Lake Michigan shoreline site are fighting the project, and environmental and utility ratepayer groups say they have serious questions about the Oak Creek expansion. The draft EIS from the DNR and PSC raises some concerns. For example, the report states that an expanded plant would be expected to decrease local air quality. But DNR project manager Lauren Hambrook stresses that's a worst-case scenario, which assumes the plant will go full tilt 24 hours a day all year. Hambrook says any air pollution permit granted to We Energies could be far different.
There exists a possibility that if the plants were constructed consistent with the conditions represented in the draft environmental impact statement, that yes, the quality of the air would diminish at that location. But we don't know the reality of the conditions they would operate under at this facility or any facility.
Hambrook says any permit for Oak Creek would have to meet a health standard. The draft EIS also raises some traffic and noise concerns, especially during plant construction, and it warns of greater potential problems with trains bringing in a lot more coal. But We Energy spokesperson Thad Nation says in some ways the state's report is outdated.
This document does not take into account the agreements we've reached with the local community of Oak Creek, nor with the EPA agreement that was announced that will result in dramatic reductions in emissions at the Oak Creek plant alone. We expect over a 50% reduction in emissions there.
Meanwhile, the energy firm Calpine says the state's report gives a boost to its claim that a proposed Calpine plant at Fond du Lac could be an alternative to part of the We Energies Oak Creek expansion. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.